This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have on the line with us now Jim Polzine of the Wisconsin State Journal joining us for a couple of minutes. Jim, how you been?
Great, Bill. How about you?
Doing well. I wanted to ask you, first and foremost, more so about Badger basketball, obviously, because I know we were talking Badger football before we went to break. But that being said, this Badger team, basketball-wise, I find interesting. So as much as we can talk about leadership and Ethan Happ, we can get into all that stuff, how do you see this thing kind of rotationally working out?
I'm still a little bit unsure. I want to see this team play somebody of note. You know, I think what we've seen so far is that they've played really well together, and there are some intriguing pieces. You used the word interesting. I think that's a great word to describe this team. It's really interesting, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they develop this season. However, until they play somebody of consequence, it's really hard to determine how good they could be. And we're going to find out really soon. I mean, Xavier comes in Thursday. These guys go out to a tournament in Kansas City next week where they play Baylor and then either Creighton or UCLA. They have Virginia. They have the start of Big Ten play in early December. Temple, Marquette. I mean, there's going to be plenty of opportunities over the next 3-4 weeks to see where this team is at. It's way too early to say right now how good they are.
I am really interested to see how good they're going to be in the Big Ten. Obviously, they have to get there first, but then I want to go back to Ethan Happ, because with Ethan Happ, I look at this guy as your leader, but where is the extra? Where's that oomph going to come from?
Scoring-wise, you mean?
Scoring-wise.
Well, I think the interesting thing so far, and again, you know, you're basing it off of games against teams that just aren't Wisconsin's quality, but the interesting thing so far is that there's been a lot of answers to that question. I mean, I think the versatility, the flexibility of the lineup has allowed different guys to step up. I mean, Happ's been in double figures both games, and so has Dimitri Trice. But one game, Andy Van Vliet and Brevin Pritzel were at 18 and 17. The other night, it was Khalil Iverson was at 17. There's been exhibition games where Kobe King, a freshman from La Crosse, has been right around 15 or 17 points. So I think they have a lot of different pieces that can score, and I think each night you don't know who it's going to be, and I think that's an okay thing. I mean, I think that makes them really hard to defend in that they have, you know, different guys that can score. So as long as Happ continues doing what he's doing, I think Trice has had a really solid start to the season. I think those are your two constants, and then, you know, who fills in around them is going to depend on the night.
So the other question I have for you, and this is completely maybe throws you for a loop, but how good is the Big Ten this year?
Well, when we made predictions before the season started, one of the reasons I did not have Wisconsin in the top four, which would end a really remarkable streak that, you know, dates back to 2001, but one of the reasons I didn't have Wisconsin in the top four was not because so much of what Wisconsin is, but because of what the rest of the conference is. And I see that there's a top four, an established top four. I mean, Michigan State is ranked number 2 for a reason. They're going to be really, really good this year. Minnesota, I watched play at Providence last night, and that's a really, really good team that returned almost everybody from last season, a number 4 seed or number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. Purdue is going to be good again, and Northwestern's got almost everybody back from an NCAA tournament team. So I think that's your top four. And then the next group of 4 or 5 isn't bad either. Wisconsin's in that group. I think Michigan could be potentially good this year. Iowa's got almost everybody back. Maryland's got some really good pieces back. And then Penn State, which has not traditionally been a good team, they have almost everybody back. So right there, I just listed 9 teams that I think are going to be pretty good. So to answer your overall question, I do think the Big Ten is going to be really, really good this year, which is why, again, with a really young roster and an inexperienced roster, I wondered how Wisconsin was going to, you know, compete and if they're going to win as many games as they have in the past.
It's interesting to see Andy Van Vliet being able to shoot from beyond the arc. I mean, if this guy really, let's just say, heats up, with his size and his ability, how dominant a player can he become?
Well, I think the interesting thing is they need him to do that, because teams are clearly going to double-team Ethan Happ. I mean, every game they've played so far, exhibition or regular season, when Happ gets the ball in the post, he's got the guy on him and another guy comes flying at him. So the double teams are going to come fast and furious. And the only way to, you know, the only way to get around something like that is to have guys around the perimeter that can knock down shots and make opponents pay for it. And Van Vliet's one of those guys. I mean, he's the perfect inside-out complement to Ethan Happ. So if he can continue to knock down three-pointers, and I'm not saying he's going to, you know, he's not going to probably go 4 for 5 every night like he did in the opener, but if he can make 40% of his three-pointers or so, that's a huge weapon to have, and it'll force teams to say, hey, is doubling Ethan Happ the best option? And then if they decide they have to lay off that, then you have Happ working one-on-one, and he's very, very difficult to defend with his array of moves in the post.
Talking with Jim Polzin, the Wisconsin State Journal, and Madison.com, talking some Badger basketball. When you talk about Ethan Happ, I want to get back to him because here we come again with another guy that's an underclassman. They're talking about NBA statistics, and teams are going to be looking at him, and he's got that moniker now hanging around his neck of potential NBA player. With that always comes the fear that you have a regression, that somebody tries to do too much. Do you see Ethan Happ doing that?
I don't think so. And again, the sample size is small so far, but he, you know, there was one game, one of the exhibition games, he didn't even attempt a shot, or officially attempt a shot. He attempted a couple shots, but he got fouled and sent to the line. But, you know, at the end of the day, his line was 0 for 0 from the floor, which to me, you know, if you're a star, that might bother you. I don't think it bothers Ethan Happ. If his teammates are getting good shots, I think that's all he cares about. I don't think he's going to worry about putting up big numbers. I think he's generally been a guy that doesn't get caught up in himself or what he can do. I think he just wants to win. He's always kind of been that way since he stepped foot on campus. I don't know that he'll regress. I think he knows that this team's best path to success is to get some of those young guys around him to, you know, to play up to their potential. And I think he's going to, you know, help them do that as much as possible. He's a great distributor. You know, I think the offense is going to run through him, and I think he's perfectly content to, if a scoring opportunity is not there for him, he's willing to dish off and you know, and create for others.
The kid coming out of La Crosse, Kobe King, what is the, first of all, I've seen he's gotten action, which is good, but what I'm asking is what is his, where do you project his ceiling to be, if at all?
I think his ceiling is very, very high. I mean, the two freshmen they have that are playing, Brad Davison and Kobe King, are, you know, are both very intriguing prospects. I think Davison's going to be a guy that is on the floor for 4 years. He's just going to be tough to take off the floor, but I think Kobe's got the higher ceiling of the two. Just can score in a variety of ways, inside out, can get to the basket, seems to know not, you know, when not to force things, and also on the other end of the court, which obviously this program values, he's a really versatile defender. You can switch off screens with him because he can guard a 2, he can guard a 3, he can probably even guard a 4. So, you know, they really like him, and you can understand why. And I think, you know, by the end of the season, he could be one of their, you know, second, third, fourth leading scorers, because I just think he's got that scorer's mentality, and like I said earlier, a lot of different ways he can put the ball in the basket.
How deep is his team? Because I talked to Greg Gard earlier, and he said, look, he said, look, I don't like to go over 7-8 guys. He said, I don't know the word he used, maybe it's fluid or consistent, but he it's not like he wants to use 8, 9, or 10 guys. I mean, I think he says 7 or 8, that's pretty much where he's feeling pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I think he'll base it off of matchups for the most part, but I think there's an established 7 right now. The 5 starters and then King and Davison are your guys that every night are going to be on the floor. The number 8 spot, I think, is a little bit up in grabs. I mean, it's really just a matter of your rotation at forward. It's Charlie Thomas, it's Aleem Ford, Alex Delacanan, is still there a little bit in the mix. And that's really going to depend on, you know, foul trouble. You know, does Happ or Van Vliet get in foul trouble? And then, you know, if you're going against a team that's a little more physical, Charlie Thomas is probably your guy. If you're going against a team that, you know, more and more teams are going to, you know, kind of the stretch 4, well, then maybe Aleem Ford is your guy. So I think it's going to depend on the night. I mean, I would like to see, I think one of the keys this season is that they do need some more consistency off the bench from those guys. So you'd like to see over the next couple of weeks, Aleem Ford or Charlie Thomas or both, you know, really kind of establish themselves as someone guard can trust.
Hey, Jim, real quick, I do want to ask you a football question, just what I've been asking everybody else real quick, and that is college football playoff rankings coming out tonight. What is legit for the Badgers, do you think?
I think 5, if I had to guess. I just think they're going to be in that 5 spot. They still have more work to do. However, you know, as we've been saying for weeks, the strength of their schedule is still yet to come. If they take care of business versus Michigan at Minnesota and then presumably over Ohio State in the title game, I think they're fine at 13-0. I cannot see a Big Ten champion, an undefeated Big Ten champion, getting locked out. There's just this. The Big Ten is just too much of a power broker for that to happen. I can't see it happening. Even though it's not one of your blue blood programs, Michigan, Ohio State, or Penn State, I think they're fine. But the larger part of that equation is they have to take care of business, and it certainly won't be easy starting Saturday.
Jim, always good to chat with you. We'll chat down the road, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Jim Polzin, the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com as well, talking some Badger basketball. I had to throw in a little football, but talking some Badger basketball on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.